Meanwhile, we are joined on the line now by the General Secretary of the Association of French Teachers, Ephraim Agbobli, for some insight into factors impeding the successful study of the French language despite all efforts by previous governments. Good afternoon, Mr. Agbobli.
Good afternoon, Madam.
So why has the study of the French language been a challenge in Ghana over the years?
Considering Ghana's position alone on the African map, Ghana has a privilege to be a country in the world where English and French should be official languages. And so far, it is very amazing that when you come to the field, on the field, you can see that there are many teachers, because you have training colleges who have been training teachers, French training colleges who have been training French teachers. And when you go to the SHS, you have many French teachers who have been converted to other, who have been forced, so let us say forced to teach other languages. But the policies, you just hear that there's no French teachers. But in fact, when you go to the ground, you see that many teachers are trained to teach the French, but it is, I don't know how to put it, they are not teaching another subject at all, as well. So before, before the independence of the Ghana, the Dr. Kwame Nkrumah suggested that French should be the second official language. For that matter, it must be taught in schools. You know, even if he, His Excellency President Nana Akufo-Addo, now made a statement that French should be taught or be composing, it means that he himself can speak the two languages well. And you know the importance of the French. Now, when he moves from every from country to country, he doesn't need any translator at all. So he sees that the French is very important to teach.
So what can be done to change the situation, Mr. Agbobli?
The situation now on the ground is, teachers are there, but how to implement the policy is very difficult.
So what makes it difficult for the policy to be implemented?
Yeah, you know, as I said it earlier, every government who comes to make its own policy. Kwame Nkrumah has suggested long time ago, even before the internet. But if really all the policy or every government who comes just take that policy as his and implement it. Now, I'm sure Ghana is supposed to be the bilingual language country in Africa.
All right. So we thank you.
Looking at their position, surrounded by three countries, I don't know which Ghanaian here now can have a problem when he moves from Ghana to Cote d'Ivoire or Togo or Burkina Faso. But now, we cannot do it because policies are not, governments are not implementing the policy as it's supposed to be.
Okay, all right, okay. Thank you very much. You've been talking to the General Secretary of the Association of French Teachers, Ephraim Agbobli.
We now bring you views of a cross-section of the public on why the study of French has not been encouraging.
From class 1 to form 3, they don't study the French, but they'll start in JHS. It's not part of them. You see, it's hardly for someone to learn something new within a short period of time.
Because of lack of teachers to teach French, because of that, my subject changed. So if I start talking now, if I get a chance, I will do the French language. Since we have borders with Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Togo, if you can speak the French language, when you cross the border, you know how to speak it.
I think it's psychological. Majority of people think French is hard to study, but it's not. Once you make up your mind that you want to learn, you will learn it. It's like any other spoken language. There are not enough French teachers in each school.
I think that the demotivation comes from or stems from the fact that people don't really see the need to study the language, because in Ghana we speak English as our official language, so they are more concentrating on the English language.
Most schools don't begin French from the elementary side. Normally when you get to maybe class 6 or JHS, that's when you start. But I think when you start from maybe early, because kids learn languages fast. When you start earlier, it's better because you develop love for the language. But when you wait till the person grows up, it becomes very difficult for them to learn it. And sometimes to the French teachers, they don't teach you understand. They only teach for you to recite.